When the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman. Is Mary your mother? Is Mary my mother? Well, the answer is yes. And why? Because Mary chose to become the mother of God. So a year ago, at the Christmas Eve Mass, perhaps some of you were with us, I emptied out all the contents of our lost and found box. Gave away everything that remained in our lost and found box, and eventually we discovered that perhaps what's lost and found at Christmas is us. Well, I decided that I wasn't going to do that again, although we accumulate lost and found all the time here. But I decided I wasn't going to empty out the lost and found box, what some of you called the most unsanitary homily I've ever given. Gross, nasty, dirty. I wasn't going to give away what was lost and found until we found this. So not too long ago, someone came and gave me this. If you can't see it, it's a garage door opener. And I realized that this doesn't just belong to anyone. This belongs to someone. And I realized that the only way to know who that someone was for me to start driving up and down the streets of Dodge City. And you notice I still have the garage door opener. This only opens one door. I don't yet know whose door that is. But potentially it could open any door, couldn't it? Mary chose, said yes, to become the mother of one person. Only one person ever left her womb. None before, none after. But because that one person was Jesus Christ, who is God, who is our brother, Mary became not just the door for one, but the door for all. Now you might say, Father, I guarantee this garage door doesn't open my door because I don't have a garage. And some would say that Mary is only considered the mother of those who believe in her, of those who choose Jesus Christ as their Savior. But we acknowledge on this day that because Jesus Christ came to save all, even those who do not know him or do not choose him, then Mary in turn becomes the mother of all, even those who do not know her or do not choose her. But this opener will only work if I get close enough to the door, which has been the challenge to this point. And in this new year, perhaps we could ask the question, how close am I to the door? How close am I to Mary, who is the mother of God and my mother? Do I approach her when I am in need? Do I approach her in thanksgiving for giving birth to our son? Do I approach her asking for her intercession in my life? She truly is the door, but can intercede for us more when we're within her reach. In the fullness of time, God sent his son, born of a woman. And because that woman chose to give birth to him, who is our Savior, she became not just the mother of God, but our mother as well.